beyond Christianity, religiosity, and academia to spirituality, written by Z. Charnot, April 27, 2011. The Vatican has a vast and an ancient library. There is only one person who can remove a book from that library, the Pope. One such Pope, Pope Leo X, 1513 to 1521, said, "How well we know what a profitable superstition this fable of Christ has been for us." There is a book, The Lost Wisdom of the Ancient Masters, by Professor Hilton Hotema. Professor Hotema said, "Truth is such a rare quality, a stranger so seldom met in this civilization of fraud, that it is never received freely, but must fight its way into the world." This statement by Professor Hotema embodies a sentiment and a viewpoint that I share, almost. Consider what truth is. Truth is a representation, a statement which maps an event or describes an action, which proposes a set of forms, objects, bodies, or creatures, or a set of events, or a set of actions. There are no fully contained or fully conveyed representations which can ever well present, represent, plot, or diagram any process, any event, or any action fully or adequately. This brings us to the very important understanding. Language, words, do not and cannot embody truth. Regardless of the vigilance or the rigor, the precision or the acuity of logic or of reason, language and words do not and cannot embody truth. That means there is a validity to the Zen concepts of thusness and suchness. Beyond and within all forms and all surfaces, forces and fields in intricate patterns underlie and motivate everything that happens. When and only when we stop talking in our heads, we stop muttering to ourselves, we abandon the interpretations involved in mapping the world with words and with language, do we get in range of truth. There is a deep silence, a quiet touch, a submerged connection between a center of consciousness and its environment. Everything is made out of consciousness, the co-emissive fundamental, the self-referencing and the other-than-self-referencing. We need to do our knowing by connection, by interacting forces and fields, by feel-knowing. Zen commends us to burn scriptures for safekeeping. Much religion appeals to the authority of scriptures. How tragic! These scriptures are bad maps and provide bad navigation of life itself. We need to open the boundaries of self-definition, submerge the self functionally, more being, not so much doing. Being is its own justification. The more we define and the more we keep track of ourselves, this is me and this is not me, the less we are, or even the less we can be. To define ourselves and or to keep track of ourselves is a process of closure and bounding. Our salvation lies in openness, in connectedness, in intense interaction, in responsive functional presence. Be and become. Live and make alive.